Bob Ziak's office is pretty basic. There's a desk, a couple chairs, and a lamp. But with a simple click of a mouse, he can transport you to the most turbulent, churning depths of the Pacific Ocean.
This is a volcano that's located in the Mariana Islands.
Ziak's computer screen shows billows of steam and dislodged rock bursting from the ocean floor.
It's not too far from the Mariana Trench. It's fairly shallow, roughly 1,500 feet.
Ziak says a special underwater microphone, called a hydrophone, was attached to a remote-controlled vehicle that traveled out to the eruptions. Encased in titanium and calibrated to withstand the deep-sea pressure, the hydrophone has helped him learn about a part of Earth's science that was before unfathomable.
It's estimated that up to 80% of the world's volcanic eruptions occur under the ocean and are essentially unobserved. So that's been our goal, is to find these eruptions and quantify the global pace of volcanism.
And it's not just the Mariana Trench, 6 miles deep near Guam. There's also sound gathering and research being done in the polar regions.
And I recorded a couple examples of mega icebergs. Now, these icebergs are the size of 50, 60 miles long that would break off of the Antarctic ice sheet and flow around in the ocean and then come back and run aground on the continental shelf of Antarctica. Essentially, it's akin to a tuning fork. The iceberg is hitting the ground and causes the whole thing to resonate like that. So that's why it has a kind of harmonic overtone or harmonic sound to it.
And sometimes, Ziak scores two remarkable sounds back to back.
A little bit of a vocalization from a baleen whale. And that'll be followed by the sound of an earthquake.
Recently, there's been an uptick in less natural ambient noise, like the sound of propellers pushing a large ship across the surface. The sounds that almost seem more cosmic than from the deep blue.
You can imagine if you're a marine animal swimming in the trench of a Mariana Trench and you're exposed to these kind of sonar pings, it would be a pretty disrupting experience.
Ziak says incidents of man-made sound have steadily increased since the 1950s. Global commerce through shipping, not to mention oil exploration and extraction, all have disrupted aquatic life.
Many marine animals use sound to navigate, orient themselves, and find food. So obviously if it's noisy out there, it's kind of hard to do all these normal sound-using functions in order to survive. And so it can have a very detrimental impact on any marine animal population.
The Department of Energy is scheduled to start building a wave energy facility in Newport next year. NOAA and Oregon State University researchers will test devices powered by ocean waves to measure their impact.
For everything from how much noise it makes to how much electromagnetic signal it makes to how it affects shorebirds.
So next time you're at the coast enjoying the roar of the surf and cries of the seagulls, rest assured there's sound aplenty under the crashing waves as well. In Newport, I'm Brian Bull for KLCC News.